This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to Marriage Therapy Radio. This is Zach Brittle. I'm here with Laura Heck. This is one of my favorite conversations that I've had in a while. It's almost like two old friends talking over sushi, just kind of batting some ideas around. There are going to be times when it sounds kind of generalized, maybe even gendered, and that's just kind of the way it goes sometimes. But you can appreciate that there are some general things to take away and maybe also something that's specific just for you. Take what you want, leave the rest. It's a cool conversation. Stick around. Now you're like back. You're like back in your space, and you're not all over the place anymore.
I'm getting ready to go to Ocean Shores in like 2 days.
Why?
Because it's Ocean Shores. It's the ocean.
Right. Okay. Are there people there?
Yeah, there's people there.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So here's what I think we have going on, because my husband is starting to travel now for work. Mm. And it's actually kind of an interesting divide, because I want to support him and not question his decision-making processes. Because what's the difference between us as a family going, you know, to the Oregon coast, where we live in Oregon, but going to the Oregon coast and camping, to him then getting on an airplane, I guess, because you're on an airplane. I don't know.
Yeah.
He has to start traveling for work, and he's getting ready to go to Florida, I think, and, do some stuff. And so the agreement is that we're going to put the camper out in the front lawn. Real special arrangements for our neighborhood. They're going to think very highly of us, but we're going to put it out there, and he's going to go into quarantine when he gets back. And now I'm going to be the wife that's going to say, you're not allowed inside these walls until you get tested you test negative.
That's intense.
So, yeah. Anywho, I was just telling you that you seem really good, and I will tell you that I'm also really good. I'm feeling...
Oh, because I was going to ask.
Oh, were you?
No.
No. Well, I'm glad I can freely share with you how
say,
I'm
thanks.
Feeling.
Yeah, I'm doing good. But let's talk about you. That sounds like what we should do.
Zach, what are you saying? Do you say that I talk about myself?
No. But I am feeling pretty good. Thank you. I'm feeling healthier.
What do you attribute to the you feeling better?
Well, I've been taking better care of my body, which feels really good. I've lost a chunk of weight. I'm actually at my pre-COVID weight. This is my new favorite thing.
It kind of pisses me off that you lose weight so easily.
Here's my thing. This is what size I am right now. I am, large t-shirts are a little too tight, but extra large t-shirts are a little too big.
That's your thing.
I'm going to keep going though. Keep going.
Okay. Go for it.
I'm going to keep losing weight. That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Because it just feels good, right? I mean, it's not actually the thing I'm chasing. Like, because I'm taking better care of my body, I'm moving more, I'm eating better, I feel better. And one of the results is my t-shirts fit better. So that's kind of fun. And then I'm really like making progress in my therapy. It's like really, there's some really cool stuff that's coming up for me that I'm like actually putting into practice versus like just discovering. And so that feels fun too.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so
how are you doing?
Say that you took a, thank you for asking. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate you asking.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I don't know if I had mentioned this, but my husband said he has PTSD whenever I have him zip up my Banana Republic dresses, because he, it's a whole ordeal. It's one of those things that as a woman, you have to exhale so that your rib cage gets smaller, so that your zipper goes up. And I'll just tell you that my husband and I have decided that as a couple, our relationship is better if he just doesn't zip my dresses up anymore.
Okay.
COVID has been tough. There's been no reasons to wear a dress. And then I pulled a dress out of the closet and then I quickly realized I also need to be taking good care of my body.
Yeah.
Can I tell you my trick, by the way,
sure.
is I go to Costco and I buy those giant salads that are like $15. They're meant to feed an army of people.
Okay.
And I just buy one of those giant salads, the spinach ones, and I eat off of it. And I just try and make that my basically like my breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Cool.
And I have found that to be really helpful. There's no guessing. I go through one of those huge salads like once every 2 days. Mm. And that's my trick.
Right on.
I had told you that I really wanted to talk about something specific
yes.
because the last time you and I met was last week. And that's why we had your recording with Nicole.
Sure. Yeah, about the Enneagram.
Oh, do this. I want you to write down, everyone who's listening, I want you to write down on a piece of paper. We're going to get to content in just a second, but I have something very important to share.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So a good buddy of mine is a nurse, and we had this conversation a long time ago, and he said, you would not believe the types of names that I come across. And so he was like, here's what I want you to do.
This is a fake story.
So write down L.
This is a fake story.
L-A. It's not. Okay. It's not a fake story. It's true.
Okay.
L-A
yep.
with like a dash.
Okay.
That's the name.
Yeah.
How would you pronounce that?
Ladache. It's a fake story.
Stop it. You know it.
Yeah.
You know it.
It is not a real thing.
No. I 100% believed him. Ladasha.
Yeah.
That's, oh, it's L-A-A and it's Ladasha.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is, why do you know this is a fake story?
Because it's made up. It's like Lamangelo and Arangelo or something. It's not real. It's an urban legend.
All right.
Which
whatever.
Means your nurse,
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
My nurse friend is a liar.
Yeah.
It means he has a good sense of humor,
yeah.
but you just ruined this for everybody. I had a moment
yeah.
where people
no.
were like on the hook.
No,
all right.
People
so,
don't do what we tell them to do.
Yeah, probably not. You're 100%. For those of you who wrote Ladasha, they're going to be like, but there's just me over here with a pen and paper. Okay. We were recording Vanity Fair last week
yes.
on a Thursday, which
yep.
is when we normally record.
Yes.
And you had said something that kind of blew my mind. And I wanted you,
you
to talk
say.
About it on the podcast. Yeah, don't say. You are in a good mood.
I am.
All right. So do you want to bring it up or you want me to bring it up?
You can bring it
I mean,
up.
I teed it up that you. Okay. I've been thinking about it actually quite a bit, but what you, I don't remember the context of how it came
it
up.
Was
but
because it, of the, it was because we were talking about the movie Her.
Oh, if you guys haven't seen the movie Her, it's amazing. It's with Joaquin Phoenix and he falls in love with an operating system and the voice is so sultry and lovely.
Yes,
it is
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson, who has some pipes on her.
Yeah.
I mean, I would let her sing me to sleep.
Yeah.
Okay. So you basically brought up a dichotomy of differences between the genders, which I don't think I've ever thought about. And in general, I think that we are more similar than we are dissimilar. But you said, I think that men in general have this overarching theme or feeling that they are not enough mm. and that women have a feeling that they are too much. And I want you to talk more about that because I think our listeners would probably benefit from it.
Well, it's a dynamic that definitely exists in the movie in this way, which is one of the characters that is in the movie is Joaquin Phoenix's character's ex-wife. They're divorcing. And part of what happens is she gets big and kind of emotional and kind of accuses him of not being able to handle her emotions. Meanwhile, he's got mm-hmm. Scarlett Johansson whispering in his ear and she's doing nothing but telling him that he's, you know, cat's meow. He's got everything going. And so I noticed it because it's a dynamic that shows up in my office a lot where women are afraid that their husband, that they can't express themselves emotionally because their husbands can't handle it. And mm-hmm. then men are constantly dealing with what is sometimes labeled imposter syndrome. It shows up all kinds of places, but basically it's mm-hmm. the fear that I'm not good enough. And so I either have to prove my worth or hide my faults or whatever. And it's coming out of this, you know, fundamental fear that men aren't enough. Mm. Meanwhile, mm-hmm. women have this fundamental fear that they're too much. And, I think that manifests physiologically or biologically for women too, who are trying to stay small, right? Who are trying to not get heavy or not get big because of the cost. Like, I'm going to become too much. I'm going to, and so I think that tension exists in my office quite a bit. And it definitely is in the movie, which, you know, you can observe on your own. But that was the thing I think that you were interested in exploring a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm wanting to just dive down each of these paths and other ways that this dynamic might be showing up. And I'd be interested to hear from our listeners, too, of ways that you might be feeling like you fall into this category as a female of I'm too much. And for men, I'm not enough. I see I'm too much coming out a lot with emotion and with women feeling like, and you know, I actually see this with men too, but it's more like, women are feeling like their emotions, the sadness that they experience or, crying, like that's not okay. Mm-hmm. It's very much so reflected back to them that when you cry, I stop listening. Mm-hmm. And so that's like, I can't be the experiencing this emotion. And for men, not being able to experience anger is also an emotion that I think a lot of women are uncomfortable seeing men express.
Well, I think anger becomes a response to I'm not enough, because if I get angry, if I get loud, if I get big, I can take up, I can fill in the space, right? Which is just a bad strategy. It's a bad strategy in response to that fear.
Yeah. I'm not enough. I find that with sexuality with men, it comes up quite a bit in my practice of men feeling like they're not enough. Me in the sense of they are the pursuer, and this is obviously not always the case, but in relationships where the man is the pursuer and they're the ones initiating sexual interactions with their partner and they're being turned down or refused, rejected, they're immediately going to, I'm not enough. I'm not enough for you. I don't know how to make you feel good. You don't want me. I'm not enough for you. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of interesting because I actually see it played out in other ways as well with men. It's not as cut and dry as I think you would think it is, but or maybe not you, but men also feeling like their sexuality is too much. Like they're, feel sexy.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's one of the appeals of pornography, right? Because maybe you're not performing in the bedroom the way that you want to, or the way that you think you should. But when you're by yourself in front of a screen and you get to like make up a story, you become the hero. Mm-hmm. You get to be you're plenty enough. That's just the, because you don't have to be accountable to anybody else in that setting, you know? And so the question that I come up with against a lot is this idea of when it comes into my office, and when a couple goes, oh gosh, yes, that's exactly us. The question becomes how responsible is the wife in a heterosexual relationship to say to the husband, you're enough? And how responsible is the husband to say to the wife, you're not too much? I actually think, I think there's a bit of responsibility there, but in this way, like in the presence of that fear, you are response able. You have an ability to respond. And you can confirm that fear and say, you know what? You are too much. Go back to where you came from. Don't cry, you know, lose weight. This is not okay. You can do that if you want to, or you can say, no, babe, you're not too much. I can handle you. I got this. I got you. Alternatively, you can affirm your partner's fear by saying, yeah, you're right. You don't make enough money. You're not good enough in the bedroom. You're your shitty dad. You have, you know, like unconsciously, right? Versus going, babe, it doesn't matter. Like, we'll figure it out. Like, I know who I married. You're exactly the person that I signed up for. And you're my person. So don't fret. Like, you're enough for me, for sure.
I like that you're breaking down the question of like, who's responsible for what? Because number one, it's a story we're telling ourselves, and you have personal responsibility to recognize that however you're showing up, however you're reacting, it's your story. And I think you have the ability to then take responsibility and say, hey, you know what? In this moment, I'm feeling pretty reactive. I have a story I'm telling myself that I'm not enough, that me crying right now is unacceptable. And I think by talking about that, that's probably step one of making the story known, talking about the moments where you're experiencing this. I'm feeling reactive. I have a story I'm telling myself. I'm feeling like this crying that I'm having right now is too much for you. And then that's where you said, then the other partner has responsibility, the ability to say, no, I recognize you've had a really hard day. You feel unheard. I am here for you and I can stand for your crying. I'm here. Like I talk a lot about creating a safe space and how it is so important for the other partner to reflect back that whatever you show up with is okay. I'm fine with you getting big. I'm fine with you getting small. I'm fine with you being upset. I'm fine with you being hurt. I'm fine with you being in pain. And you show that not just with your words, but so much with your actions, with what you are, how you're using your body. Is you could say, it's totally fine that you're crying. And yet yeah. everything about your posture yeah. says, shut the F up. I can't stand it when you cry.
Yeah, no, I mean, and incidentally, I think this goes for our children too. Like I got into it yesterday with Abby threw a tantrum and I basically said, I don't want to hear this. Like, I am not in the mood to have you come at me like this. This is too much. I mean, I might have actually even said this is too much. And she is,
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
I'm just really glad that I live with three like really powerful women, because she was like, oh, hell no. Mm-hmm. Like you are going to deal with me right now. And I was like, so I closed the door on her and then she was knocking on the door and I took a couple deep breaths and I opened it up and I was like, let's start over. Go ahead and tell me the thing that you need me to hear. And I was like, yep. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm, that sounds really hard. Yep. That's okay. Like, I got it, you know, but it's, I mean, I think yeah. we do have in that case I had an ability to respond. And the first choice was not helpful, and the second one was. And so
yeah.
So then we watched our show. We watched an Umbrella Academy. You watch this show?
Mm-hmm. I saw like the first couple. It was weird.
Yeah,
I think
it's weird.
Maybe I like the soundtrack. I can't remember what it was.
It does have a good soundtrack.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I think it's also why men tend to like feel really, really connected to their careers. Because if I can succeed in my career, I can yeah. prove myself. I can make it. I can make it. I can show mm-hmm. the world. I can show my peers. I can show my parents. I can show my yeah. my partner that I'm somebody, right? And so mm-hmm. that's why we get like hyper focused on our jobs and stuff.
So we talk about this in the Epic Wives Experiment quite a bit, of this idea that when partners disengage from the relationship, let's just say a male partner, if a male partner is disengaging from the relationship, the feedback that they've been getting is, you're not enough for me. You're not meeting my needs. You're not validating me. You are not showing up in the way that I need you to show up. You're not enough of a partner. All you do is work, whatever it might be. I think the natural tendency is to lean out and lean into places where you are enough.
Well, and then he's going to say, what do you mean? Like, I bring home a paycheck. I support right. all this stuff. Like
yeah.
what do you mean I'm not enough? That's ridiculous. But it's not mm-hmm. it's not the thing, right? His strategy for proving that he's enough isn't working for her. And
right.
so that's where I think it has to be like this negotiation piece.
But you know? I think it can be tough when you point out you're not enough, you're not doing enough. And they're already, I think the tendency then is to disengage even further, because it's just reinforcement of you're not enough. And so if I was in those shoes, I would say, all right, well, I'm going to go do something that I am enough in, and I'm going to go and I'm going to pour myself into work, because when I pour myself into work, the reinforcement that I get is that you are powerful and you're strong and you're committed and all of these things. I think it's really tough to want change when it's just reinforcing the script that hurts us so bad.
Well, and then the other piece of it too is, like, again, I think women in particular, when they do show up like in their most like powerful, you know, funny, beautiful, you know, energized self, and the husband can't handle that, and he punishes her for that, it's really pathetic, right? It's really tragic and sad. And that's where she ends up leaning out, because she's got to find, you know, somebody who can handle her. It might be her kids. It might be her book club. It might be her affair. Who knows? That's the thing that I see a lot too, is I'm starting to check out because he can't handle me. Not in my purest form.
I have, what's really tough is that there's somebody in my life who said, basically, I love the way she put it, but she said, I know the line, I know the amount of sparkle that I can sparkle in this world. And I know that when I am at dinner parties, there's only a certain amount of sparkle that I can show up with. Mm-hmm. And I know that when I am in my religious community, there's only so much sparkle that I can show up with. Mm-hmm. But there are the people that are closest to me where I can sparkle and shine and I'm accepted, and that feels good and right. But I also, there's such a hyper awareness of the amount of sparkle that other people can handle. And I love that she called it sparkle.
Yeah.
Because I just imagined, you know, just a powerful, strong woman showing up, walking into a room with all her bedazzle and all her shine, and immediately recognizing, oh, I overdressed for this occasion. let me just go ahead and dim my sparkle a bit, because you can't handle this.
Yeah. Anyway, okay.
Well, we'll talk about a future episode, but there's something else that I was wanting to sort of, because we touched a little bit on it, is how do you show up for your partner? What is your responsibility if you recognize that your partner is telling themselves the story, I'm not enough, how do you show up for your partner? And I would say step one is you need to show up for yourself first and recognize that this is a story that you're telling yourself, and be able to share that with your partner, that if you're getting triggered, if there's a moment where you are reactive and your partner's going, where the hell is this coming from? Being able to share with them, like, hey, I just want to tell you that this is my story. This is what's showing up for me. I'm telling myself I'm not enough. Now your partner has that awareness. Then they have some responsibility of how they can show up to either confirm or disaffirm. Disaffirm is not a word, but I am going to make it today a word. That story. But the other thing I wanted to talk about in a future episode is, how do you show up for your partner if your partner is anxious? What is your responsibility?
Why would anybody have a reason to be anxious right now? Like, it's everything.
I don't know.
Everything's going great.
it's such an irrational emotion right now in the world, anxiety.
My new thing right now is when people are like, hey man, how are you doing? I'm like, so good. I mean, things are going so great for me. I want to tell you about all the positive things that are happening right now. And it's just like, you get this blank stare or this like stunned silence. Like, is he being serious right now? Like, is that really?
I'm just baking it till I make it.
I mean, how do you?
Are you like me? So good? I'm between a large and an extra large, and life is freaking great.
It's going great. Hey, I got a question for you.
Hey. Okay. Okay.
What kind of music do mummies listen to?
Hold on, let me think about this for a second. Rock and roll.
No.
Close.
Rap music.
Well, on that note, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode and got something intelligent out of it. Rock and roll.
I gotta go.
All right. No, it wasn't rock and roll. It was rap.
Rap music. Mummies listen to rap music.
Hey, by the way,
That's a great joke.
The last episode with Knee.
Really funny joke.
Stop it.
I'm gonna laugh about it. I'm gonna laugh about it for like a week.
Are you intentionally cutting me off just so that our listeners will say, Zach, you are always.
I won't do it.
Did you notice that you said, I need to land this plane, and you did the outro and you did my tagline?
The one that I wrote for you. Yes.
You didn't write that.
Okay.
I wrote that. I came up with it on my own.
No, you didn't.
All right. We're done. We'll see you next week. It's been a pleasure, Zach.
But are you going to say land this plane?
I'm going to land this plane.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah.
Adios.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. And, you know, Zach mentioned it, that he's feeling really good these days. And one of the things that he's been doing is he's been seeing his therapist on a regular basis, which has just kind of helped him out. And for those of you who are looking for either individual help or help with your relationship, I recommend checking out BetterHelp.com. If you go to BetterHelp, it's BetterHelp.com/MTR. The MTR is for Marriage Therapy Radio. You can receive 10% off of your first month. And just want to be able to point you all in the right direction. Obviously, Zach and I can't take on all of you as our clients, but BetterHelp is a great way to begin a relationship with a therapist in your area virtually now that COVID's happening. And we highly recommend them. Thanks so much for all of your time and energy making your relationship better today than it was yesterday.
It might be her kids. It might be her book club. It might be her affair. Who knows?
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.